So, are you going to instruct me?
No. You already know all you need to know. I am only going to point you in the direction of your treasure.
But there's a tribal war, the boy reiterated.
I know what's happening in the desert.
I've already found my treasure. I have a camel, I have my money from the crystal shop, and I have 50 gold pieces. In my own country, I'd be a rich man.
But none of that is from the pyramids, said the alchemist.
I also have Fatima. She's a treasure greater than anything else I've won.
She wasn't found at the pyramids either.
They ate in silence. The alchemist opened a bottle and poured a red liquid into the boy's cup. It was the most delicious wine he had ever tasted. Isn't wine prohibited here? The boy asked.
It's not what enters men's mouths that's evil, said the alchemist. It's what comes out of their mouths that is.
The alchemist was a bit daunting, but as the boy drank the wine, he relaxed. After they finished eating, they sat outside the tent, under a moon so brilliant that it made the stars pale.
Drink and enjoy yourself, said the alchemist, noticing that the boy was feeling happier. Rest well tonight, as if you were a warrior preparing for combat. Remember that wherever your heart is, there you will find your treasure. You've got to find the treasure so that everything you have learned along the way can make sense. Tomorrow, sell your camel and buy a horse. Camels are treacherous. They walk thousands of paces and never seem to tire. Then suddenly they kneel and die. But horses tire bit by bit. You always know how much you can ask of them, and when it is that they are about to die.